KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, facing backlash from fans, players, parents, and others, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren is seeking to elaborate on last week's decision to postpone football season until the spring. The first-year commissioner has been criticized for a lack of transparency in how the decision to call off football this fall was made. He said the vote by the Big Ten Council of Presidents and Chancellors was overwhelmingly in support of postponing fall sports and will not be revisited. Warren wrote the transmission rates continue to rise at an alarming rate. There's too much unknown about the virus, recovery from infection and long-term effects, and that there are concerns about contact tracing. Penn State coach James Franklin weighed in. He says he's frustrated by the lack of communication from the Big Ten after it canceled the football season last week. The move came days after the conference released a fall schedule.
And I think that's what was frustrating when we got shut down, is we basically just got done practicing for a week. And when we tested our entire organization, you know, coaches, players, trainers, anybody that comes in contact with our team, we didn't have one positive.
Franklin does not feel the petitions or letter-writing campaigns will force the conference to change direction.
I don't think we're going to go back to a fall season. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think the petitions and the voices are going to allow us to go back and say, you know, we're going to play this fall. I wish that was the case, but I don't see that happening.
Franklin is open to moving the season after the new year, but only if it has limited impact on next fall.
You know, whether that is a spring season or whether that is a winter season, the importance from my perspective is we have to make sure that if we go with a model, that the model has the least amount of impact moving forward.
While the Big Ten will not be playing this fall, at this point, the Big 12 is still going to play. And Iowa State coach Matt Campbell has been working to build depth, and that may be needed this season. Injuries are always part of football, but this season could see players out of action after a positive COVID-19 test.
This is something, within our program where our growth has occurred probably the most is the ability to create a really strong roster from top to bottom.
Campbell says it will be up to the coaches to get the entire roster ready to play.
We play a sport that injuries do occur, and you know, your depth and the roster that you have and you build and you prepare, you know, one through, in this situation right now, 105 players, it's critical to your success because you never know when your number's going to get called.
Campbell believes the depth has improved the past few years.
And it's going to be really critical to our success going forward, whether, you know, you were dealing with, you know, a virus that could hold a player out a week or 2 weeks, or, you know, you're dealing with an injury. We're going to have to do a great job as a coaching staff preparing the entirety of our roster to be ready to play.
Well, the SEC is another conference planning to play right now this fall. The Georgia Bulldogs are planning to have fans between the hedges this season, mirroring other schools in the Southeastern Conference. The school announced a ticket plan that would allow 20% to 25% capacity at Sanford Stadium. That translates to crowds of about 18,500 to 23,000 for Georgia's four home games. You know, the college football news, Notre Dame canceled its Wednesday football practice and might take today off. That decision is in response to the school's decision to go to online classes because of a coronavirus outbreak on campus with 150 students having tested positive. Wake Forest all-conference wide receiver Sage Surratt has opted out of the coming season. He wants to spend his time preparing for the NFL draft amid the coronavirus pandemic. Well, now in baseball, Matt Carpenter belted a grand slam and five pitchers combined on a two-hitter as the Cardinals rolled to a 9-3 win over the Cubs yesterday afternoon in game one of a doubleheader. Tommy Edmond had three hits, and Colton Wong scored four runs in game one. In the nightcap at Wrigley Field, David Bodie hit a tie-breaking two-run single in the seventh inning, and sending the Cubs past the Cards 4-2. Winning pitcher Adbert Alzolay limited the reigning division champs to an unearned run and two hits while fanning six over five innings after being recalled from the team's training site. Elsewhere around the majors, the Astros won their seventh straight, 13-6 over the Rockies. Arizona was beaten by the Oakland A's 4-1. It was the Brewers 9-3 over the Twins. Also, the Indians beat Pittsburgh 6-1. The White Sox a 5-3 winner over the Tigers. Tampa Bay and the Yankees were tied at 2 until late in the game. The Rays pulled out a 4-2 win in the Bronx. The Red Sox ended their 9-game losing streak 6-3 over the Phillies. Also, it was the Blue Jays over the Orioles 5-2. Brad Keller pitched hitless ball into the sixth inning, extending his shutout streak to 17 and two-thirds innings as he led the Royals over the Reds 4-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Reds turned the tables in the nightcap as Trevor Bauer fired a one-hitter in a 5-0 shutout of KC. The Padres, a 6-3 winner over the Rangers last night in 10 innings. Also, the Mariners beat the Dodgers 6-4, the Giants over the Angels 7-2, the Mets 5-3 winners over the Marlins, and the Braves and Nationals were rained out in Atlanta. That game is now part of a September 4th doubleheader. The Reds put outfielder Nick Senzel on the injured list and reinstated third baseman Mike Moustakas to face his former team before yesterday's doubleheader against the Kansas City Royals. Senzel missed time earlier this year after reporting symptoms of COVID-19. Moustakas has been out since August 4th because of an injured left quadriceps. He's hitting .238 through 7 games. The Reds made even bigger news in the TV booth in Game 1 of Wednesday's doubleheader with Kansas City, as broadcaster Tom Brenneman used a gay slur during the broadcast. Brenneman used that slur moments after the Fox Sports Ohio broadcast returned from a commercial break before the top of the seventh inning. He did not seem to realize that he was already on air. Brenneman apologized on the air during the fifth inning of the second game before leaving the booth. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Boston Bruins, and Colorado Avalanche have advanced to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, earning Game 5 victories. Braden Point's goal, 5-12 into overtime, ended the Lightning's 5-4 win over the Blue Jackets. The Bruins closed out their series with a pair of second-period goals to beat the Hurricanes 2-1, and Nathan MacKinnon's 2 goals and 2 assists were among the Avalanche highlights in a 7-1 win over the Coyotes. Also, the defending Stanley Cup champs are one loss away from elimination. St. Louis led 3-1 in Game 5 of their series, before falling 4-3 to the Canucks, and the Canadiens forced a sixth game in their first-round series, fending off the Flyers 5-3. The Toronto Raptors are up 2-0 in their NBA first-round series against Brooklyn after a 104-99 win over the Nets. Also yesterday, the Celtics beat the 76ers 128-101 to take a 2-0 series lead. The Jazz and the Nuggets are tied at a game each after Utah beat Denver 124-105, and the Mavericks knotted their series at 1-1 with the Clippers with a 127-114 victory yesterday. The NFL says it will consult an advisory committee made up of former coaches, general managers, and players on such issues as postponing, moving, or even canceling games this season due to the coronavirus pandemic. The league will consider playoff games in a bubble environment, noting that all options are on the table. The league sent game day travel and protocols to the 32 teams this week. The extensive in-stadium specifics include rules for the field, sidelines, locker rooms, tunnels, entrances, and training rooms. The Chiefs will be without starting cornerback Bashaud Breeland for the first 4 games of the season because of off-the-field issues earlier this year. A person familiar with the situation said Wednesday that the league intends to suspend Breeland following his arrest in April on multiple charges that included resisting arrest, marijuana possession, and driving without a license. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.